Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Risa. And it's I thought we were starting out with a little rain this week, but that went away pretty quick. So another bright sunny day in Southern California.
It's moved down here to the basin. We here in L.A. don't usually get summer rain. The first time I saw or felt summer rain, I was just amazed because we don't rain in June through September, October.
No,
so,
it looks
a little drizzly out here in L.A. I say for the next 2-3 days, we might get some drizzle in L.A.
Yeah, a little doesn't hurt clean things up. Well, Reed, the Wall of Fame's exploding. Easy Way Wall of Fame. It's just going crazy. We have September, I believe it's 20th and 21st, the Wall of Fame Legends Award. Remember, I was on the stage with you. We had the legends up there, and I think I asked Frank or somebody, does this mean we're older when you become a legend? I don't know. And but hey, Reed, Tony Robbins' private group, 4 million likes on there. It's all certified. Eric's on that front page there with him, and that's exciting. And Wealth Builders Magazine .com. Add to the group. Become part. That's a good thing about the Easy Way situation. Become part of it, and you know, it's a lot of exciting stuff. And then we have our hot topics coming up here. We've got exciting guests.
Well,
Renee McCray is on, and we got Carmelita's guest, and so much, Reef.
We've got so much stuff going on. But first, let's hear that. I love this promo about the Wall of Fame. So let's go to our promo.
And our drum roll to the promo. There we go.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business, brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to 55678.
That's how
yes,
you can
indeed.
Join the Wall of Fame.
And we have Cornelius Grant coming on with Carmelita. And, well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let Carmelita tell you. We're talking about some famous people they work with and our guest coming up here. They've worked with some – well, we're gonna leave it – wait until it comes up. It's exciting. So with that,
well, let's go on to our hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic. Well, one of the things that is a real hot topic these days are, do you or do you not wear a mask? You know, I don't understand some people. I understand that they've made this a controversial issue. I understand it's been politicized, but let's just get down to basics. For those of us that are of a certain age, we don't need to catch the virus. And I'm not wearing a mask that's going to keep me from catching the virus. I get that. But I'm wearing a mask because if I do have the virus, I won't give it to you. And I really want people to hear that that's the message. Not so much that it's going to keep you healthy, but it's going to keep those around you healthy. There are thousands of people that are walking around asymptomatic of the virus, and all they have to do is sneeze or cough or sing, or even just talk to you, and the droplets can fall on you, and you come down with the virus. And you may not be asymptomatic. You may be one of those people that gets deathly ill. I may be one of those people that gets deathly ill. So your mask protects me. My mask protects you. Anyone that refuses to wear a mask and is not being tested daily is endangering other people's lives, and they're being very selfish. So forget all the, you're a chicken if you don't wear a mask, and you need to just be strong and push your way through it. Wear your mask for those around you that you love. Wear it for your parents, for your grandparents, for your children, for your friends. And if you don't want to wear a mask, don't go around them. It's just that simple. Don't wear a mask. Don't be around people. Again, don't do it for yourself. Do it for your friends and your loved ones. That's my hot topic, Jim. What's yours?
Good point, Ray. 3 months ago, public health officials feared the coronavirus would swamp America like it did in Italy. Now, the U.S. would be lucky to swap places. Nearly 30 states reported surges in the virus, and Pence warns young people catching this COVID-19 is on the rise. So, you know, a lot of the young people, you see them, there's no mask because they figure out it's not going to bother me. Well, word of caution there. They got to be careful. The world scrambles to fight a massive, massive plague of locusts that left millions hungry, went through India, and it's just, you can't even, it's like it's dark out. COVID-19 drug, what is it called? REMDESIVIR, that's the name of the drug, to cost $3,120 for typical patients with private insurance. President Trump indicated last week he was open to a second round of stimulus check payments as the U.S. economy continues to reel from the COVID pandemic. And so far, 159 million people have received checks. So it looks like another one's on the way. The median scale price of homes sold in the U.S. was $327,000 in the first quarter of 2020. The median starter home was $233,000. Banks recommend 20% down. Today's rates, these rates are unbelievable. Anybody out there who is thinking about a home and you've got something for a down payment, you're looking at the low threes and even the high twos for a 30-year fix. And if you get a 15, it's even lower than that. But you got to remember your payments are going to be higher. Homes in demand in suburbs are going up as many leave the urban areas in the cities. They want to move out to the suburbs. The president's rally last week attracted a record-setting audience on TV. Some people were missing in the audience, but a lot of people just didn't want to go because of the virus going out there. But the TV ratings went through the roof. The Tulsi event was all successful with the number that attended talking into. Well, they're taking into account many are still hesitant. You know, that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, you got to think about that. Every time you hear about crowds getting together, there's an uptick in that. So everybody's still cautious. Appeals court to order judge to dismiss the Flynn charges. The former national advisor to President Trump was totally exonerated of all charges. And they said the charges were just not there. The U.S. Supreme Court strengthens President Trump's power over rapid deportation. They enhance the ability of the president's administration to quickly deport illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers. He's going after the bad guys. And that's the thing with sanctuary cities. That's why he's against it, because they're just pulling in these people that have high crime records and they don't want them protected. Last week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 153 points. So things were starting to open up, and then this came back and they're starting to close, but it's just like a tiger ready to jump. Mm-hmm. It, you know, when this starts clearing up, it's going to go through the roof. Everybody's so anxious to get back to work. China to place visa restrictions on American officials over the U.S. stance on Hong Kong. The massive dust storm, we got the locust, now the dust storm, sweeps across the Atlantic. It's twice of the size of the U.S. Food banks are anticipating a second wave of demand when the extra $600 in unemployment benefits expire next month. India blocks Chinese mobile app following a border clash that we talked about last week. And Amazon is to pay $500 million in bonuses for frontline workers. That's cool. And big hotel owners gain from a government orchestrated debt relief. So that's going to help the big hotels. And the fracking trailblazer, you know, fracking. Okay, the big trailblazer, Chesapeake Energy, they filed for bankruptcy. What's that all about? And that, I don't know, maybe that's good because that fracking's not so good. Anyway, Reef, I tried to squeeze some stuff in. There's a lot of stuff, but I think the economy's going to really rebound here, and rates are super low. And we'll talk real estate sometime because Reef and I are interested in that. With that, we got to move along to a commercial and our guest.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Looking to take the next step? Join the Easy Way Network and become part of our Easy Way family. Host your own TV show. Accelerate your viewership, as you will be seen on platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Apple. Brand yourself and affiliate yourself with celebrities, artists, influencers, and power players. For more information on how to start your own show, channel, or network, go to EasyWayPromotions.com. To stay updated on all our upcoming events, text EasyWay to 55678. Three great influencers have joined forces to create a space for you to be the expert, get credibility, and be a best-selling author. Get acquainted with the EasyWay Wall of Famers and reach a celebrity status with EasyWay Publishing, powered by NLCP. Get seen on the cover with EasyWay Wall of Fame celebrity influencers. Get the credibility you deserve for being a published author, best-selling status guaranteed. Increase your credibility, maximize your presence affordably and effectively. Enjoy your new life with EasyWay Publishing.
EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-boom. And we do it the easy way, and Eric has created quite a situation with the Easy Way Broadcast Network and the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And I'll tell you what, it is exciting. And being his dad and watching all this. And I get to meet some pretty interesting people. People with big hearts and are very unique, like our guest coming up, Renee McRae. And talk about, I've been anticipating this little interview we're going to have with Renee. She is really something. She's a master brow artist for over 20 years. She's a portrait artist and a photographer, which has allowed her to put features back on individuals that have been burned or scarred. She's been doing permanent makeup for over 20 years. Her work includes not only doing brows, eyeliners, and lips, but also reconstruction and camouflage for individuals with cancer, burns, and scars, MS, Parkinson's, and et cetera, et cetera. Her clients have been from the ages of 6 to 96 years old. And I'll tell you what, this is very, the help she's giving people, talking about changing lives. So, Renee, are you on with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hello, Renee.
Yes.
And this is Aretha Gray. And Aretha, this is Renee McCray.
Hi there.
Hi, Renee. Wonderful to have you on the show.
Oh, terrific. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Renee, you could sit back and relax a little bit, because I say this is kind of like Eric's shows in slow motion. So just sit back, take it easy, because Aretha may go at a different pace here. In fact, you might hear one of us. Well, but anyway, thank you for coming on. And I know you're a busy lady, and there's just so much to talk about. So, you know, I just wanted to, this new images by Renee, and you have Why I Serve and Protect, a new show coming up on Easy Way TV. You have so much going on. And so I don't know what kind of led you in this direction? And now you're helping so many people, and you got into this situation with the brow artistry. What a
mm-hmm.
world it's opened up, and you took so many directions in it. What led you into helping like this?
I really feel that my goal early on was to go to school for criminal law. I ended up having a car accident. Everything that led me, it's like God put you where you need to be, whichever way that's going to be. And I started doing this over 20 years ago. And being a portrait artist and a photographer has really helped me with putting features back on people. And that was my main thought when I got into this, was that I could truly help individuals. And that includes with reconstruction, cancer, everything. And it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. I've done makeup for film and TV also for years, but this part of it is the biggest part. And I'm a master brow artist, which means I can put a brow back on someone based on their bone structure and where it should be to look as natural and as beautiful as possible. And the design is really where it counts.
What technique do you use to enhance brows? Because I've had a couple of brow enhancements myself.
Well, normally, there's hairline strokes. I use different techniques all at once. And this is, for lack of better terms, tattooing. When you go for where they're doing just the strokes right now, and you hear the micro brows and what they're doing to put the brows in, it's temporary. And while I do that, basically when I'm dealing with women and children, we don't see every single hair. So it needs to look natural and not where that's where your eye is drawn. The brows are the most important part of the face, but they should not be the most noticeable. They're to enhance your eyes, which are the windows of the soul. And right now, with this fad going on and all these big brows, it takes away from the important part of your face. And so it's very important in my work that I am very classic in what I do, and that's where being a portrait artist comes in. To the right realm, because you need to be able to look at someone and say, this is where you've always been, and this is where you should be. So I liken myself to a little black dress. I'm great 25 years ago to 25 years from now. It's going to be what's right for your shape face.
That's so interesting. So those are the little pieces of clay. Like if they found a skull from back in, you say it was 1,000 years old or something, you could actually bring it back to life by putting the little images, little pieces of clay on and rebuilding it. Do you do something like that? It's pretty advanced.
Actually, believe it or not, that is something that I can do. Because structurally, you know, it takes a while to know what you're doing. I deal with people who have bone dysplasia where the bones in the face are moving and you need to get symmetry back to it. I think some things are, you know, we can learn, and some things are God-given gifts. And this is one that is mine. When I do something, someone will show me a picture of themselves then years ago, and I never look at a picture first. And lo and behold, it's very, very similar to what they've had in their very younger years. And that's truly what's important. It's not to see me, but to see you in a better light.
Ah, so they're trying to reclaim that youth a little bit, some of them. Here's a picture of me when I really look good. Can you make me look like that again?
Well, you know, it's not even youth in as much as a sense of normalcy of what we've had. So whether it's a burn or whether it's where we've over-tweezed our eyebrows forever, we just want to get back to what is more natural and what looks like us, not what we've done or what was fad or, unfortunately, what an accident has made of us. So, you know, for me, it's just whether I'm dealing with men or children or women or mastectomy patients. It's just giving back what we've had, but better.
Wow. And a lot of people don't realize people that have been through chemo or had mastectomies, they end up with scars. And I've had some friends recently that we're looking for nipple replacements, things that we don't think about. And I understand that the nipple replacements are very difficult.
Well, the thing is, there's two ways of doing it. And a surgeon can give you a nipple, all right, with the skin, or there is none. Either way, when I come in, I call it the cherry on the top, basically. It's either where I'm going to blend the different shades so that it looks as natural as possible. And in the event where there are no nipples put on, I do a 3D nipple areola. And so there's a light source and it looks beautifully real. And it just makes a person feel whole again. And that's really what we're looking at. We want something that when we look in the mirror, we don't notice it. And that's when you know you've done the right job, is that it's just where it's your norm. And you feel good about yourself again.
That's so important. I was on the fire department back in Illinois, and I, you know, we've had a lot of situations. And when people, like, there was the backyard, a little, what do you call it, those little lamps with the oil in it?
Yeah.
We've had problems with that with people, and they would put these little oil lamps in the back, and then the kids would be playing games and stuff, and they'd bump it. And this little torch lamp would spill, the oil would spill out of it and it cause them to, you know, get burned and everything. And what happened with some of these people is their lives change. They become recluse and they wind up getting jobs where they're in the back of a warehouse, or they work the graveyard shift, or they kind of hide away from society. Because if you notice, you don't see too much of them out, you know, in public. It's because they hide away. So what you do really helps. And
it does. Whether people have vitiligo, where they lose their pigment, or they do have scars, we can put things back. And when we look at one another, everybody's got something. Okay, we're our own worst enemies. We see things about ourselves worse than anybody else. But in reality, our beauty, yes, there is outward that people notice, but really, it's once you talk to a person and you get to know them also that they really shine. So in a way that I can make an effect that they feel better coming out is very, very important to me.
This is amazing stuff you do. It's life-changing. Now, you're going to be on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. What do you think of this experience that you come across, Eric, and his the world in the Easy Way? Congratulations on that. You're going to be on the Wall of Fame.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm very excited about it. You know, this is a venue that's very important to me. Also, with this other show coming out, talking to different officers, especially at this time. I myself have mixed children. And so all of this is very important that people respect and understand and take people on an individual basis, take our our police officers and other people on a regular basis individually and really see them for who they are.
So Why I Serve and Protect is going to be
right.
your mm-hmm. show on the Easy Way.
So you're going to be interviewing officers?
Yes. I'll be interviewing different officers. And, you know, it's my children are, I say, relatively young. They're 20 and 23. And as I said, they are mixed. And so when you come into something like this, you want to dispel the stereotypes. Because, as they always say, one bad apple can really hurt the whole bunch, but it also means that if there's a bad apple, you can get that one out. Don't affect the others. Don't put something in there. And there's always going to be that in any forum that there is. There's always going to be a bad apple or several bad apples, but that doesn't have to infect the whole bunch. And our officers, honestly, they don't all get paid enough to be put in harm's way. And I think people need to give them a chance and realize that they're doing this from years of being drummed into them from their ancestors and their relatives that have come up through the force for years or others who've always just wanted this. So it comes from a true love of wanting to protect and serve. And I'm looking forward to introducing all these officers to the world.
And you've worked with some interesting people with the makeup. You're like an artist in that field. Who are some of the memorable ones? I know they're all special, but who are some of the ones that stand out? That because I know you've had a couple in the celebrity world and
mm-hmm.
all kinds
yes.
of
yes,
different
I,
areas.
Yes, I've
done
Carol Burnett. I did her years and years ago. But different shows, doing regular makeup also for years, and magazines. well, all my children, of course. Susan Lucci was there. I did not work on her, but I worked on the others. I've worked on different movies that have had Burt Reynolds in them. And Raquel Welch. But, you know, I guess I'm fortunate in a way. I was never starstruck. I always felt, boy, these people are lucky to know me because at least I make them look good. You know?
good for you, Renee. I don't know.
Yeah.
Believe me, since the pandemic, some of these newscasters without hair and makeup, it's right.
Oh, baby, you know it. You know it. And you just like when you think that they're all that, you realize, wait a second, they wake up and they look like a lot of us.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So believe me, I love hair and makeup. I go in the morning, I don't have to do anything, and when they finish
yep.
with me, I'm gorgeous.
But that is not our reality. You know what I'm saying? Our reality is most of us day to day. And I try to teach women to wear less makeup because we are beautiful in who we are, and we've been around the block. So you want to accept that of which we are and just enhance a little bit that we can without plastering ourselves, you know, when we don't have to.
And the older
exactly.
we get, the more the older
right.
get, more
and the older
enhancement, the more plaster.
I know, and that's actually the opposite. We need less, not more. But
there you go.
That's
yeah.
a whole nother yeah. story.
Well, Why Serve and Protect, a new show on Easy Way TV. Congratulations on that. That's going to be exciting.
Thank
and,
you very much.
Your new images by Renee, and you're on the Wall of Fame. So it's kind of a new age today. You know, times are changing so rapidly. And Eric's pretty much kind of a portal between the radio, television, and online media. And I think this could enhance what you do and get it out there more to help more people. What's on your bucket list?
Maybe
a book or a show?
Actually, you know, there is a book that I'm working on right now. But I have been very blessed to go into very different genres over the years. And, I, you know, my faith has been a very big source of strength for me. I've, you know, like anybody else, had some punches in the gut. But, you know, we stand tall. We try to help one another. We try to follow the golden rule and do unto others. And hopefully, you know, we're going to come out on the other side of this pandemic and everything else with a much, much brighter outlook and more respect and a love for everything that we see, a little better, hold a little stronger, hug a little longer. I really feel that this can actually be a very good thing.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's a very resilient group we have in America, and it's going to bounce back, and with people like you there supporting and helping people in need, it's a lot. I give you a lot of credit for what you do, and I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.
And Renee, when is your show going to be airing?
I don't have the exact date right now, but we're working on that. So I'm predicting it's going to be within the next few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in the works. Why I Serve and Protect by Renee McCrae.
Yep.
Thank you for coming on, Renee. This is really interesting stuff, and we're looking forward to having
so
you on
good.
Again to see see what. And can I be on your show? Maybe Reese and I'll jump on your show sometime.
Heck yeah! Why not? It'd be great.
If you,
it's always
just slow it down
to put a face with everything. Well, I truly appreciate you guys having me here, and both of you have a fabulous day.
Thank you, Renee.
So thank you so much for being on.
Thank
wow.
you. Be blessed.
Reed,
bye-bye,
I tell
now,
you,
guys.
That, some interesting stuff. Renee is an amazing lady, and boy, talking about changing lives. But with that, Reese, I think we're looking at a commercial, and Carmelita's Corner coming up here.
Absolutely.
And
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business, brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to 55678.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there. We're coming your way in a very mighty way. And I've got good reason to feel good today. I've got a wonderful guest. He is a legend in his own right. We're talking about the composer who's worked with Smokey Robinson. We're talking about the musical director, the guitarist, the musical show producer, of none other but the Temptations. And we have in his person today, Cornelius Grant. Welcome, Cornelius.
Well, good morning, Carmelita.
Hey. Yeah, we're still here making it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of folks didn't wake up this morning.
Yes.
But we're here.
Yeah, and thank God, you know, because as you said, and they're still dropping like flies, so.
It's really amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have a friend right now, Wendy Lynn Adams. She's a great country singer, and we're praying for her now. She's been afflicted with this pandemic with the coronavirus. So, I mean, it could be, you know, touching any one of us. We never know. So we have to just really be cautious and use common sense, basically, you know.
Yes, because the scary thing is a lot of people are not taking it serious. And people are comparing it with the flu. It's not like the flu. It's something totally different. And, you know, and so when people choose not to follow the guidelines that have been set, like wearing masks and using gloves and all this stuff, it makes it a lot worse, you know, because people without visible symptoms can be carrying the virus and be, you know, infecting others, you know. So the mask is not only to protect yourself, but also protect other people that you be in a close proximity with, you know.
Exactly.
But,
you know, like Aretha mentioned that when she first came on the air, and it does make sense. These droplets, you know, as we speak, or especially if we're singing or shouting, they travel, and it affects the person that they land on. So if
Absolutely.
We have the mask on, then that really we're protecting them more than ourselves. So
yeah,
we have to be generous and, like she said, not be selfish.
Yeah, and there's still a lot that they still don't know about this virus. You know, they're still discovering things. And so, you know, there's so much that they don't know about it. That's another scary situation. So, you know, it's better to be safe as possible and, you know, follow the guidelines. You know, at least wear a mask and be careful about, you know, touching things. But unfortunately, as I say, there's a lot of people who, the president's first coming out saying it was a hoax and all that kind of stuff, you know, because it became a political thing. But, you know, and then, of course, the young people, there's a lot of youngsters who feel like they're invincible.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they're not taking
yeah.
it serious. They're not taking it serious.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw pictures of them cavorting around in the pool and everything, and, you know, unfortunately, some of them were affected. But let's get off on that and on to something a little more pleasant. I want to follow your journey into your place, your place in musical history. How did you get started? I know you started out from Texas. That's your home state. But what led you to where you are now in the music history?
Okay, I migrated from Texas to Michigan, to Detroit, at age 13. And I came in the middle of the semester, eighth grade at McDowell, and I finished the eighth grade and went into Mumford High School, and I graduated Mumford in 1961, along with the likes of Jerry Bruckheimer, people like that.
Mm.
And so coming right out of high school, then I became Mary Wells' guitar player. And that was like 1962. And then by 1963, I became Marvin Gaye's first guitarist and conductor. And then 1964, I joined the Temptations aggregation. And but let me back up. While I I came to Detroit at age like 13. By age 15, I was playing in nightclubs.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and so you know, I was playing with a lot of the musicians, and so I was too young to be out like in the club. So between sets, I had to like stay in the back or in the dressing room. That's about age 15, and during that time, while I was at Mumford, this is how my real career kind of started, because I was playing in a nightclub, and a guy by the name of Freddie Pride, who had been one of the Midnighters, came into the club one night and heard me play, and he said, "Listen, I'm going solo, and I have this song that I'm going to record, and I want you to play on it," right? And I thought, oh, okay, great, you know. Come to find out that the recording session was in New York. So so he convinced his sponsor to fly me into New York for this recording session. Now, bear in mind, this was my first plane ride, my first trip to New York, and my first really experience in a major studio, a recording studio. So my career kind of started while I was at Mumford. So a lot of people are asking me about my book because, you know, I've been contemplating finishing up a book. And the reason I brought that up is because one of the things I've been toying with is what to call my book. So to back up, I was scheduled to be inducted into the Hall of Fame at Mumford High School this October. So I was contemplating naming my book From Mumford to Motown.
Oh, that's a good title.
Yeah. But this pandemic has probably put a hold on this situation for October, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, so now we roll forward to me graduating in 1961. By 62, I became Mary Wells guitar player, and I played with Mary Wells, and also played in the Motortown Review Orchestra, kind of like at the same time. Now, at this time, the Temptations were singing backup with Mary Wells. So they, you know, they didn't have a hit record. They had a couple of records out, but hadn't been a hit. So while we were at this club in Brooklyn, Barry sent the group out to do the opening spot with Mary Wells on her show. So they didn't have a guitar player, and so during their show, I played guitar with them. When we finished the show, Paul called me in the dressing room, and he said, "Man, listen, when we get a hit record, I don't care who you are or who you're with or where you are, you coming with us." You know, and we just kind of did a high five. You know, I didn't think much of it because, you know, like I said, they didn't have a hit record at the time. And I was, you know, working, you know. So so from there, I went to Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye, we went out and did a couple one-nighters, and we were heading back to Detroit, and he called me in the dressing room. He said, "Corn, I need a guitar player and a conductor. I cannot play both." So which I was kind of disappointed, because I was like, what the heck is this? You know, I don't know anything about conducting. You know, I just wanted to play my guitar. So I thought about it, and I said, well, I like working with Marvin. So I said, well, I got back to Detroit. I went to Grinnell's Music Store, and I bought a book on conducting, and I stayed up all night. And the next morning, I was a conductor.
Wow. What a jump.
So so I became Marvin Gaye's first guitarist and conductor in that time.
So that was the beginning.
Yeah, that was the beginning. That's how I got
And
it.
You
so
have
then,
gone on to such achievement. I mean, the Temptations are, you know, a household name. And everybody loves My Girl. I mean, you know, that's like an anthem.
Yeah.
And by the way, Claudette Robinson's going to be coming back on again as a guest on my segment. She said that song was really about her. Did you know that?
I did not know that, which
she said
possible.
That song was about her.
Yeah, quite possible.
Smokey had been
writing, you know, he had first written My Guy from Mary Wells, you know. And
tell us about the song that you wrote with Smokey Robinson.
Oh, well, the first song that I co-wrote with Smokey was You Got to Earn It. And it was on the B-side of Since I Lost My Baby. That was 1965. So that was the first song that I had, you know, on the temps. And then by 1966, I Know I'm Losing You came out. And then by 1969, then You're My Everything came out. You know.
Yeah, wow. Well, you've really got quite a list. Now, you know, we've got a lot of people that are listening to this show, and I'm looking to hear from one of your followers. He's also in showbiz, and so I'm sure we're going to be hearing from him pretty soon. Before we get on our horse, as I always like to say, and ride off into the sunset. But anyway, you know, you and we have history together, too.
Yeah,
we do. I mean, we go back to Vonnie Hilton Sweeney's pre-Grammy parties. I was one of her producers. We worked together for many years. And, you know, I worked alongside Vonnie. She was like a sister to me. And I used to see you at many of our parties.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to attend some of the, what they call pre-Grammy parties, I think, that Vonnie. And also, when I was up at MCA, I had an office at MCA. And I think you came to my office during that time.
Yes, I did. And I think that Bonnie might have sent me there, and we were almost on the brink of something because I had cut the School of Cool. And at that time, I was a rapping school teacher. I mean, you know, we were shaking it up over at the school where I taught, because a lot of those kids, you know, we wound up performing around town. And, in fact, we were the opening act for Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band when Total Experience was still around over on Crenshaw Boulevard. Mm-hmm. You probably remember those days.
Yeah.
And so I thought, Cornelius, I thought we were going to cut a deal. I don't remember what happened, but I think you mentioned to me that I was like a novelty, you know, like the Flying Nun or something. And because I was actually teaching school for LA Unified, but yet I was a rapping school teacher. So that kind of set me apart, you know, from the other teachers.
Right. Yeah, well, during that time, as I said, I had an office at Universal, the MTA, and me and Ruth Robinson, we had formed a partnership, and that's when we set up the Seeds Company. And so through the Seeds Company, we did some other projects, and she became a producer with VH1. And so we did some of the original PSAs for VH1, and we did other projects. One project we did was the What's Happening cast, Raj and Rerun and the whole bit. We did a 12-inch on the cast during that time called What's Happening Now.
Oh, yeah, I remember so, What's Happening Now with Rerun.
Yeah. Well, Rerun bowed out, but Raj and and the rest of the crew.
You know, this is a small word because the actor that played Raj has been over to our house, and we're going to have you over too one day, Cornelius, because Brenda Holloway was over here just before the pandemic really broke out, and she said, you know, everybody knows Carmelita has been over at the house for dinner, so. And I was surprised that she said that, because we have had a lot of people over here. We've had Ollie Woodson, the former lead singer for the Temptations at one time, and on and on. So we're going to have you over one day too, Cornelius.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it.
this must be the place.
I only eat the, you know, chicken, turkey, and fish. I don't eat red meat.
Oh, boy.
So.
Well, what's your favorite? What's your favorite dish?
Ooh, my goodness. Let's see. There's so many, because, like I said, because I'm limited, I don't eat red meat or anything. So a lot of the vegetarian type dishes, that includes a chicken or turkey or whatever. I guess I'm still a country boy, so I'm in smothered chicken and candied yams,
chicken.
And greens,
now don't
black
make me
eyed
hungry.
Peas, and okra, and you know that you know still top of the line with me, you know.
Well, plant-based food we find really is the best for us. You know, I still have my organization. Dr. Darren Clare is one of my honorary members, and he says that a plant-based diet is the best, you know, because unfortunately the meat is not your best friend, according to him.
Right. You know, and I believe that.
I believe it too. You know, Little Richard became a vegetarian, and we wound up with his turkey dinner because he didn't eat meat. Angel's been a guest on my show too. She said Little Richard didn't want this turkey dinner. It was for Thanksgiving too, and so he sent it over to our house. we had Little Richard's Thanksgiving dinner. But Jerry and I, we are trying to get away also from the meat, though, you know. We basically are vegetarians because we realize the benefit of it, you know.
Yeah, it's a whole story that I tell. Me and a couple of other people, Muhammad Ali's ex, and we did a meeting in the community with the like the gang members, and so one of the things, the highlights of my talking with them, I told them the story of how I got away from eating pork, because what happened is, like, I was a big, you know, well, like pork chops and ham and all this kind of stuff. And so, well, to condense this, I was, you know, with the Temptations, and we were riding high and staying in the best hotels and all this kind of stuff. And this one morning, I got up and I sat on the side of the bed, and I was like, I wasn't sick, but I didn't feel good, you know. And I started thinking, I said, you know, this is not like me. Back when I was with Mary Wells and Marvin Gaye and the whole bit, and I always felt up and good and had a lot of inspiration and the whole bit. But by this time, I was hadn't been with the Temptations for a few years. And we had, you know, like a lot of performers will do, we started to dibble and dabble, you know, in the drug program.
You know? Oh boy!
So, and I wasn't, you know, in the heavy drugs. I did, you know, cocaine and marijuana, and hashish and stuff like that. But anyway, I as I said, I didn't feel good, and so during that time, there was a radio show up in upstate Michigan, and the guy was talking about meat and the quality of meat that the grocery stores were getting. And even though there was talk, they called it grade A, but it wasn't that. That was a false pretense that the meat was grade A. So I thought, okay, I'm going to stop eating meat. So I just started eating fish and veggies and chicken, right? But I was still dabbling, you know, with pork. And Elijah Muhammad had this book out, and in this book he talked about pork not being good for you. So when I stopped eating the meat for a while, and then I felt better, and I said, oh, well, let me stop with the pork. And so I stopped with the pork, and when I did that for a month, it's like my head cleared up. And I said, I'm really stupid because I'm still putting, you know, the drug things in my body. So that made me release myself from any kind of drug. So,
well, that's good, because we are what we eat. And,
right.
And listen, Cornelius, the time is flying, and I have a couple of questions to ask before you head out. My husband wanted me to mention Eldridge Bryant to you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that name ring a bell?
Well, Eldridge was part of the group before I came aboard with the Temptations. So he had been a part. Even though I went out and did a couple of gigs with him while he was in the group, we did the Apollo or something like that. But early on, you know, they had a parting of ways, and he left the group. And so a little later, which is everybody knows this story, but I don't want to go into it deeply. But anyway, to condense it, David Ruffin became part of the group. Now, when he became part of the group, that's when The Way to Do the Things to Do came out. And so everything started to go up from there. And when it got to like My Girl, it took the group into a whole nother echelon as far as the industry and the business is concerned. So.
Okay, well, listen, we have a caller, I understand, on the line. I'd like to bring him on if he's there.
Hello?
Are you there?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Carm, how you doing?
I'm doing.
Fantastic show, man. And Cornelius, how you doing, my brother?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
You were going back to Eldridge. I think Eldridge came up with Paul and Eddie. I'm not to cut you off, but I just had to interject some things in there when you were talking about. I think they graduated from my brother's school, Joe Selma. I don't know if you ever heard of Joe Selma. He was my brother, and he was with Eddie and Paul when they came up from Birmingham in 1957. And Eldridge,
going
I think
back.
He graduated from high school at Western Olin High School in Birmingham, Alabama. And my dad also worked with Paul's father at the U.S. Steel plant. So when we were kids, of course, I was 15 years younger than they were. My dad used to often come home from work and talk about Paul and Eddie. He didn't know their names because my daddy grew up in the 20s and 30s. He said, but those boys up there in Detroit, they're really doing good. Mr. Williams' son and Mr. Kendrick's son, and he didn't know their name, but we would say, oh, Eddie and Paul, you know. So, yeah, we grew up with the Temps, man, around the dinner table every day. It was fascinating to hear stories that my dad would tell us about Paul and Eddie's father. That's how we would learn things about them through their parents back in those days.
Yeah, well,
man.
Well, during that time, that's when they became the Primes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Man. And,
they weren't the Temptations at that time.
No, they weren't the Temps at that time by no means, man. But they were Birmingham born and bred is all I know about that part of it, you know, with being a kid 15 years younger than them. But they inspired a lot of us, man. There's a lot of great singers come out of Alabama, you know, Courtney, Nat King Cole. I heard him singing at a lady's house in my neighborhood. They didn't have very many clubs back then, and we would go there and we'd sit here and listen to him playing that piano, and I would tell my dad, you know, Dad, I heard this guy singing. You sound so good. He said, yeah, it was Nat King Cole. I said, Nat King Cole, of course, being into Chubby Checker back in those days and the rock and roll and the type of music, Nat King Cole didn't know of any of his stuff, but I had an opportunity to hear him sing, you know, way back in the 60s, man.
Jeff, tell Cornelius about you as a musician. I understand you played the drums or that you have somebody in your family that has performed, you know, with the
group.
Yeah,
my brother, Joe Selma, he played saxophone. He left and went up there with Eddie and Paul, and my daddy went up to Detroit and gathered him up and brought him back to Alabama and said, you know, ain't no future and you playing no, you know, music. He didn't know anything like that. So my brother ultimately graduated from a university down here in Alabama as a musician and a saxophone player. I thought perhaps you might have heard of him. He used to have jam sessions in his backyard, and all the big guys would come by and, you know, perform Joe Selma's backyard party. He used to have a lot of that. But anyway, he and Paul and Eddie stayed in touch with each other throughout the years. Anytime Eddie would come to Los Angeles, he would stop by. And my brother and he would, you know, sit down. And my brother played bass guitar as well. I was thinking about what you were saying. I was like 12, 13 years old in Alabama, man. We were opening for the Commodores. They were going to high school, college at Tuskegee down here in Alabama.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I used to play drums in a group called the Controllers. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. The Controllers. one of the hit songs that we did, we used to open up for them. And they used to pay $5 to go hear the Commodores perform. That's when they were, you know, local guys in Alabama.
Yeah, well, listen, you know what? You guys have a whole lot going in common. I wish we had a little more time, Jeff, and maybe you should have jumped on a little sooner. But the conversation you're having now is fascinating, but I've got one eye on the clock.
For sure. Okay.
And it's time for us to sign off now. So I'm glad you got on before we signed off.
For sure. Yeah. Thanks so much for all your contributions, my brother. And stay strong, man. God bless you. And thanks, Carmelita. You guys are doing a great job, man. I, I really miss California, but I'm down here in Florida being quarantined like everybody else, you know.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Stay safe because this thing is not something to...
It ain't no joke. Like Richard Pryor say, you don't get old being no fool.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, it's
all
good
right
talking
now.
To you, yeah.
Same here,
okay.
My brother.
All right, Cornelius, I want to thank you for coming on my show, Carmelita's Corner, here on Radio Boomers Live. And we've got so much going on now with iHeartRadio and Spotify and what have you. It's just growing by leaps and bounds. And one of the biggest things that our producer wants us to promote now is the Easy Way Wall of Fame. So I'll be sending you some information about that so you can check it out, okay?
Okay. Okay. I'll be looking
all right.
Forward.
We're going to get on our horse now, Cornelius, and trot off into the sunset.
Okay, thanks for having me, Carlita.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, one of the things that they're talking about these days to help end the coronavirus or at least bend the curve or whatever they want to do to try to fix this, is tracing or tracking people and identifying who's around them and being able to notify people when you've come in contact with the virus. And I didn't know it, and I'm sure many of you didn't know it, that they have put an app on our phone that is a tracing app. It doesn't work by itself. However, it is there. Now, I can tell you how to locate it on your iPhone. Go to Settings, go to Privacy, and then go to Health. And you will see the COVID-19 exposure logging. Now, it's going to be turned off. And in order to turn it on, you do have to add another app to it. So you do have to opt into this. But you need to think whether or not you want to opt into it, because it will trace and track where you go and who. It won't identify them by name, but by a secret identity number if they have opted in to say that they have been tested for coronavirus and have tested positive. Now, it's on the iPhone and it's also on the Android phones. And there are all kinds of rumors about what this can and cannot do. But the most important thing to know is, in theory, you have got to opt in to being traced. But the rumors are that it can track people that are on your phone contacts, people that are in your Facebook list. Now, supposedly, they cannot trace anybody, you or anybody on your phone, without you giving it permission. They use Bluetooth and GPS technology to trace various users, your location, but it's supposed to be voluntary, and to inform people or to inform public health workers about transmission zones and contact patterns. So if there's a lot of transmission and contact in the Crenshaw area, they will know, okay, there's a hot spot here. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with that information since there's no real treatment or cure or vaccine, but it will help them, I'm sure, in getting a vaccine or a treatment or a cure. Now, what they have not determined is that many of these applications are in the early stages of testing, and their effectiveness is still being determined, as well as their overall impact on the data privacy. So they don't really know how they're going to use it, how it's going to help, or if they can really, truly keep it private. But for now, know that there is an app on your phone that has been placed there. You do have to have a second app to interact with it in order for it to actually work, and it will trace and monitor your contacts when you're around people that have had COVID-19. So I'm just giving you this as a good-to-know advice. What you do with it, whether you opt in, opt out, that's totally up to you. Go online, Google COVID-19 tracing or tracking, read up on it, and then make the decision of whether or not you want to opt in or opt out. That's my tech time for today. And Jim, give us your Jim for
today. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Sounds like Jim's from Jim. So we got a lot of stuff going on with this. What are we, positive, negative? Where's everybody at with what's going on? I say resource the time you have, you know, because now is the time where you can really not only clean out those cabinets, but resurface them. You know, you could restain them and redo your kitchen, you could even work on a family room. I might be building some stuff in the backyard. So we have time to do that. We have time to work on our business or a new business. Well, Eric doesn't have time, but we got to resource this. But what I'm going to share with you a little bit is the positive part of it. And with all the stuff going on in all the news, we got to stay positive. So I found an article in Health and Beauty, The Benefits of Positive Thinking. So I'm just going to share it with you. Positive thinking helps the stress management and can improve your health. Many great things in life come with a catch. And the same goes for positive thinking. This positive thinking is not always easy, and it takes a lot of practice for most people. So able to cope with stress. When faced with a stressful situation, positive thinkers cope more effectively than pessimists. In one study, researchers found that when optimists encounter a disappointment, such as not getting a job or a promotion, they are more likely to focus on things they can do to resolve the situation. Encourages stronger relationships. To maintain strong and healthy relationships, it is better to think positively and express positive emotions to others. Positive thinkers and expression helps to develop compassion for oneself and for others, which also causes one to view the world through a more compassionate lens. Positive thinkers in relationships have a dramatic effect on improving and strengthening them. Strengthens the body. Positive thinking reduces stress hormones by releasing neurohormones, which encourages the body to heal itself. A lower immune system and many diseases are linked to stress, and negative thinking is directly connected to an increase in stress levels. Positive thinking can help reverse disorders present in the mind and body that are affected by negative thinking and stress. So there you go. Stress is bad for you. Positive thinking helps get rid of that. Improves outer appearance. Negative thinking increases cortisol levels, a stress hormone, and unmanaged stress may produce complications such as poor dietary lifestyles, choices, disrupted sleep, and other negative consequences. A positive frame of mind will decrease stress, stabilize the mind, help prevent illness by strengthening the immune system, and promote healthy food and lifestyle choices, which all positively impacts the outer appearance. And it increases self-confidence. Many people do not realize that they are solely responsible for their feelings. It may be easier to blame others for negative emotions when they arise, but the reality is that no other person has control over the way one ultimately feels about themselves. A lack of self-confidence and negative thinking patterns may be the cause of a refusal to take responsibility for one's feelings. I believe faith first, and faith will enhance your thoughts towards the positive thinking, and that's the name of that tune. Okay, Reith, you still on with us? Okay.
Reith, I'm here.
There's Reith. Okay.
I'm here.
So that's really true. You know, we have to keep it positive, especially with all this that's going on. And you know, we do get bombarded. I don't know, Reef, if you watch the news and follow it and read about it, but boy, it's very repetitive. It's the same old, okay, with whatever's going on, you know, because the news tends to lean towards the negative, because I guess that gets a lot of views. Now, I don't know if we have put the airwaves out and see if we can get Eric on with us. I don't know if he's going to be able to pop on, but if we hear some music, we'll bring him on. But otherwise, you're here to that, Reef? Do you follow and maybe try to lean away from some of this negative news and say, you know, I don't want to hear all that stuff? Kind of control your own.
I have become a news junkie lately. I have gone through periods in my life when I didn't listen to any news. Now that they have these 24-hour news stations, although they've had them for quite a while, but recently I have started listening to a lot of news, and I try to keep it balanced, though. I try not to listen to all Fox or all CNN, because if you listen to both of them, you realize that they're telling two different stories. I don't know which world each of them live in, but they cover the same thing. But when you listen to one station, it's one story. You listen to the other station, it's another story. So I try to keep it balanced. And when I overload on it, I try to turn it off.
Yeah, you get an overload. But that can happen. You know, it's like you get that group that walks out of a movie theater. You got 100 people that just walked out of a Cougar movie, you know, one of those Freddy Cougars or whatever. And then you get another group that walked out of a John Candy movie. Well, which group is the happiest? You know, you know, it's kind of common sense. So I think we have to have that input. So we have our engineer blinked. We might have Eric coming out. I want to get an update. Okay, here he is. I got a green light here. Well, we want to go over some of the stuff because there's so much going on. We got the Wall of Fame award show coming up. The list goes on in a Wealth Builders magazine. So let me see if we got them. There's so many lights. Eric, you on with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, there we go. Okay, we got them. We got. Talk a little bit so we see if we can hear you on your connection.
Yeah,
a little muffled. Okay.
Can you hear me?
There we go. We got you through. So we're talking about, Eric, we got wealthbuildersmagazine.com and the way that people can interact with that. And we have the Easy Way Wall of Fame Legends Awards coming up and the situation with the Tony Robbins private group. Wall of Fame is exploding. So talk to us a little bit about what's on the plate.
Well, first of all, hello, Easy Way family. Thank you for listening once again. Every Monday, 10 o'clock a.m., hello, Aretha. Hello, Dad. And so if you go to easywaywall.com and you click on news, pretty much everything going down the Easy Way is now there. And we have a team that's dedicated to updating the news blogs to let you guys know what's going on. And there's a lot happening for sure. There's multiple events. We have my book coming out, The Influence Effect, featuring Sharon Lecter and Frank Shankwitz and my dad and Dante and James Dentley and the founder of UGG Boots, you know, and all these amazing people that tell their stories on how we became friends and how we turned relationships into relationship equity. It's going to be a real good book. I'm excited about it. And that's powered by New Life Clarity Publishing, the Easy Way Publishing.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
What was it that, brought you into the book world? I mean, you have the speaking and a lot of people want you to speak on stage, but you know, the books, they take some time. And, what was it that brought you into the book situation?
The fans, the Easy Way family, they kept telling me to do a book and kept asking me over and over and over again. And then Patty Sadler with New Life Clarity Publishing, she offered to make it, you know, turn into a reality. She saw all the influence around us and decided to, you know, align with Easy Way and what we're doing. And so we're really excited about the book coming out. And then we have the Golden Stage. So we got a real big opportunity for artists, which is a television show on the Easy Way Network. Then, you know, the biggest event we're working on is the Easy Way Awards. You know, you guys remember last year We honor Sharon Lecter and my dad, James Dentley, and John Shin and Dante and all these amazing, major name people, Frank Shankwitz. And so we're going to be giving their Legends Award this year. And so we're getting ready for that. We're going to be looking for nominations and certain awards. We got some pretty incredible people already in the roster lined up. And you have to be on the Wall of Fame. You have to be involved with the Wall of Fame. You have to be on easywaywall.com to be eligible for any of the stuff that we're doing. But a lot of the Wall of Famers were honor. And if you look at the screen right now, we linked up with the American Icon Awards, which recently honored Robert De Niro and Al Pacino and Sylvester Stallone and so many other people. And you know, we're just collaborating with some pretty amazing people that want to link up with what we're doing. And so we're pretty excited about that. As far as the Tony Robbins thing, I just had a friend invite me to a real private group with over 300,000 members. And, you know, Tony has 4 million something likes, a lot of people know who Tony Robbins is. I've been talking behind the scenes to his camps and his associations and, you know, they accepted me to a really private, amazing group. And I just decided to say hello. And I posted, you know, my flyer for my show, which is Easy Way Live, which is now on Voice America and Fan TV and the On Channel and Easy Way Network, of course. And I just posted easywaywall.com, our link. And I just said, it's an honor to be accepted to such an amazing group. And, you know, before my very own eyes, within 24 hours, they actually featured and posted that post. And so right now, if you go to my profile on Facebook, you can actually see that screenshot of that feature. And it actually says group by Tony Robbins. It's the verified badge. He's got 4 million something people from his main page out of all social media. That's what that group was created from. And so, yeah, we're dabbling, you know, with his associations and his stuff and many, many, many people that know him. And
congratulations on that. That's exciting.
Yeah, it was an honor. It was awesome to see that. And who knows what's going to happen? Maybe you'll see Tony on the wall soon. But yeah, so there's
so many platforms, and you've noticed with the changing times and everything that's it's a new world now, and a lot of stuff has to go virtual. When you got the speaking world and you got so many other platforms that just can't get out there with the groups anymore. And you're finding out that you literally can do an event, and you've done a very successful one online, and it could actually be bigger than having one literally at the hall in L.A. or something.
You'll notice that all the biggest, you know, the Grammys, the Emmys, the Oscars, all the biggest award shows, the Billboard Awards, everything that you guys are used to, you're going to see go virtual. You're going to see a lot of AI and augmented reality stuff. You're going to start seeing virtual avatars, and you're going to start what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing a lot of virtual things replacing human beings and being on the internet. That's why 5G is needing to be there, because it needs more powerful technology to power the next wave of technology. And if you're smart, this is some very, very important, valuable advice I'm giving you guys. You really, if you are not in the digital space, if you have not transitioned from brick and mortar to broadcast, which is what our virtual summit was about, you really need to find someone that helps you do that, and you better get with it, and you better get with it quick, because all the companies that are not doing that are gonna go bankrupt. They're going to go out of business. They're going to have problems. You've already seen it with some of the biggest corporate companies. It's happening as we speak, and it's going to happen more and more and more. And then you have businesses like us, which is virtual, is a digital-based business, which this has been amazing for us, because we've gone from 6 figures to 7 figures in business, because everybody now needs to learn that. So if anybody out there wants to learn how to transition from brick and mortar, which they're traditionally used to broadcast, whether they're doing an event, one of the things I teach is how to, you know, monetize the microphone. And create a podcast, create a live stream, you know, make your event go digital, you know, building leads and doing sales right from your computer. I mean, guys, I literally wake up every day comfortable in my bedroom, get on my laptop, get in my nice little office / studio, and make $10,000 a day sometimes, you know, and I know what I'm doing in the digital space. So does a lot of people that we're involved with the wall and the community. we're slowly, everybody you see on the wall, we're teaching something. We're helping them in some capacity. And now we're getting ready to do a lot of events. You're going to see a lot of virtual events coming from us. So you can text Easy Way to 55678. Follow my show, which is going to be the first show is officially on Voice America and Easy Way Network on July, the first Tuesday of July, which is going to be with a very special client and guest, good friend of mine, Brian Willis, who's the founder of Billionaires Elite VIP. And then if you scroll down under that, you'll see a guest calendar, a schedule of everybody that's going to be on my show coming up, which is pre-booked probably about 6 months in advance. And we are open for other guests to join those opportunities, to join those influencers. And you'll see the networks that it's on. You'll see more about me and the wall and how to join the wall and how to get your own show and subscribe and so on and so forth. So easyway.live is where you go if you're interested in my show, which is going to be with some really mega influencers to give you guys some really awesome golden nuggets, as well as our magazine. And we have another client that has a well-filled magazine and just, you know, 210-something people on the wall. We're doing business ventures with every single one of them. So there's a platform for everybody, for everybody's business and everybody's market.
And then you got a music situation coming up.
I did mention the Golden Stage, and we have some platinum and gold producers involved and artists and choreographers and, you know,
that's
business consultants. I mean, even Steve Resnick, who was the judge on Star Search. You know, very involved with Capitol Records and many other things. He has a whole music museum in L.A. You know, he's involved. He's part of the project. And so for those artists out there that want, you know, we're looking for the next Wall of Fame superstar. That's what we're kind of like going the same route as Disney and a lot of these organizations that make talents. And that's what we're getting ready to do. So we are looking for some superstar talent. And it's a virtual talent search. August.
Yeah, and then people can perform anywhere in the world, actually, and be on the show.
Yeah, pretty much. There is nowhere, as long as you have internet, you can be a part of it. But you do need to be on the wall. So make sure you go to easywaywall.com and register to be eligible for any of the stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, and the portfolio, all right, so people come in and they send in an audition, a tape of their performing, their singing, playing the guitar, whatever it is, and you sort through them and you take the best and something like that, right?
Yeah, so we're going to have a voting system put on the wall for the awards show as well as the Golden Stage and many other situations. And we're going to have a submission system, and people can submit their music videos, their home videos, whatever, and we're looking all over the world for talent. And it will be very apparent once we launch it and we really release it. We've been doing some preliminary stuff to let people subscribe and get more interested, but we haven't actually launched it quite yet. But when we do, you will know. It will be on the wall, and it will be a page dedicated to talent searching.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. And so, you took that one event, there was an event in L.A., transformed it into a virtual event, and you could actually get more people doing it virtually.
Yeah, the virtual summit was a lot of fun. If you go to easywaywall.com, you go to where it says live, and then under that there's the virtual summit recap. And that was a 16-hour long, 2-day event with some of the top influencers in the speaking industry. And these people really know how to make money on a digital perspective. So the point of the event was to teach people how to transition from brick and mortar to broadcast. And we brought in some of the bigger players that are involved with our wall, and we put them on our stage, and it got a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous response.
It did.
So I was not expecting the response that we got, but it really did. And you can go to that page and you'll see that there's 4 videos, and those videos are, you know, 8 hours a piece, and just the most unbelievable golden nuggets. And it's free. We're giving away to everybody. And then we're going to be editing that and putting it on the network on Roku, Apple, and Amazon satellite, and all the stuff we're getting ready to do. And so it'll be a per subscribed, it'll be a premium content situation on Easyway TV, which is a new site we're revamping that we'll be putting out with some the most amazing content ever. And we have 18 something channels now, and I mean we're slowly growing virtual God's Viacom right now. And so it's in his hands.
The thing is, the content you have, and you know, on the stage when you did the virtual summit and the book, The Influence Effect. Oh, we're about out of time, so I got to hurry. But anyway, it's a treasure trove of information. I mean, you know, you're getting so much from the best, and it's all put into one little box, and you're walking away with so much information that can help your business. So you got to take notes. But with that, guys, I think we're ready to wrap up. Thanks, Eric, for coming on and sharing all this. Just trying to keep up with everything. It's amazing. Congratulations on everything you've built. I get so many
calls. So everybody, if you go to Eric Zulli Book on Facebook, just look for that group, Eric Zulli Book. That's where we're grabbing all the pre-subscribers. We got 1,600 pre-sales right now for the book. It's called The Influence Effect, and it has some of the bigger influencers and the stories and tips and tricks and golden nuggets on how to create your own influence effect, your own attractor factor. And
that's right.
I'd love for you guys to get the book. All right, thanks so much for having me on. Thanks, Aretha. Thanks, Dad. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, thanks, Eric. And Aretha, you still on with us? I don't know if we're holding on to Aretha.
I'm here, but
thanks for hanging in there, Aretha.
As usual, Eric, is always exciting and interesting to hear and to find out what's going on with the Easy Way group and all the fam.
And like Carmelita says, it's time to jump on the old horse, start riding away. But guys, thanks for coming on Radio Boomers Live. And remember, a lot of this is interactive. You can meet a lot of people. You get on the team here. And it's a life changer, and that's what people have told me. They go, my God, my life has changed. This is amazing. But with that, we're going to say sayonara till next Monday morning. Aretha and I will be on Radio Boomers Live, and keep moving, keep the faith. Till then, we'll say goodbye.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.